Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, JoJo Morrissey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Otto Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Kolb. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting third. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Swift. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Peete scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trainer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Otto Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hafey. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bludge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrissey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer juggles the ball. That's an error on Trainer. Morrissey moves to third. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to home to get Morrissey. Bluge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-1 in the game. Soor hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Grace reaches second base with a double. Rice throws the ball into Adams, who tags Grace trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley is hit by the pitch. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafey bunts towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Moore scores. Bottomley moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to third. Hafey moves to second. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to home to get Bottomley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafey scores. Morrissey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen, who is chasing the ball. Bluge reaches third base with a triple. Morrissey scores. Lombardi goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. Culp hits a pop-up towards first. Soor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young pinch hits for Bill Swift. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Young reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leon Jagnon now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jagnon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafey hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 2 in the game. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wehner moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Soar moves to second. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski pinch hits for Leon Jagnon. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Arki Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Larry French now pitching. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 3 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Soar reaches third base with a triple. Jensen scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Jack Quinn now pitching. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peet hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soar scores. One out. It's 5-4, Reds. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Patton pinch hits for Larry French. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.